Back once again, it's a Renegade Master. Do you like that?
I want it that time, but I want it a bit faster.
Faster. And if you hurt your arm, you better wear a...
Plaster.
There we go. Good.
I hit her with a bottle. Oh, my God, a glaster.
No, we don't condone stuff like that.
We don't
Grant
anymore.
Cardone. Right. We're going to talk about something here that hopefully people find interesting. I'll do my best to make it interesting. But it's how do you find the right person? Yeah. Mm. In a world where there's potentially a lot of outreach going on to these people, how do you find the right person? And I'm going to try and think outside the box with a few of these. Some of these will be ideas that if you're a long-time listener, you might have heard before, but I will also throw in some new ideas. So
just
Jack,
before you...
Shit, go on, mate. Before I what?
Just before you jump in, just to prelude it, when I was driving down to you, I don't know if I told you this, but there was a sign where, you know where lorries pull in, because you're very like countryside and a lot of lorries, like a lay-by, I think they call it down south. I saw like one of those little signs on a piece of wood that says, looking for your next lorry driving job. I think it was it was better wording than that. It was like Ogilvy or whatever. But I was just like, oh, they're advertising it in the right space. I was like, because so many people like advertise stuff in the wrong place. Like if you're thinking about like football for kids, stick it on a Costa Coffee notice board. You're going to get a lot of mums going in there. But I don't think people think of it that way of like, are they looking in the right place? And I'm hoping that's where you're going to take us on a journey today.
I used to work for a marketing agency and that was the pitch. I thought, actually, it stands out. It's like a lot of marketing agencies are good at making the bit, but aren't necessarily good at putting it in the place where people see it. And it's like, ooh, something in there.
Yeah, I like that. There is.
Right. So when I started off this business with a phone not dissimilar to this, other
better
phones
phone
are available.
I think you had
it was actually a better phone than this, yeah. and I was just in my bedroom on my computer, so no data, no cognizant, anything like that. There was a moment of, right, how do I find people? How do I up my chances of being able to find someone who's in the market for what I do? So the first thing that I did was I thought, where are people spending and effectively holding up a flag saying, I'm spending lots of money in this space? And what I found was exhibitor lists. So an exhibition stand, I used to work in that space, probably starting at about 10 grand, right? And 70% of leads in events and exhibitions aren't following up that, right? So that's starting bracket 10% if you're a small entry-level business. The top ones might be paying 100 grand for a one-day event where 70% of the leads aren't followed up. So I pulled a list, I went through, and then the ninth call I made, I spoke to someone, and they said, wow, if you can solve that for us, I'll pay you right now. It was one of those Wolf of Wall Street moments. I'll quit my job right now. So if you're solving like a sales and marketing problem, that exhibitor list one is money, literally. It's a game changer to pull that up. Right, the next one, and again, this is very low cost if you do it in the right way. You can do this quite manually if you want to, is job boards. People are like, well, hold on a second. What if I'm not in recruitment? Think outside
the box,
dear friend. Don't be afraid to dream a little bigger, right? So obviously, job board is a good place for... Me and you are advertising that we are looking for social media person at the minute. I've had a few recruiters ring me up and say, hey, I've seen that you're advertising. Now, if I'm, in fact, we can probably think of anything, Jackie. I'll put you to the test. I'm HR software. What on a job board would be a good sign that a business might be open to HR software?
They're hiring for a HR role, head of well-being, head of people, happiness officer, anything like that.
Exactly. And then even going really granular, if someone's looking to hire a HR like systems person, someone like that, I'm looking for. So people will basically put out signals that say, I'm looking to hire a person internally to solve this problem. And you as a seller should be able to go, oh, we might be able to actually intercept that and help with that. And obviously, in today's world, a lot of these gaps can be bridged with software. You know, we're looking to hire an SDR at the minute. If you're Cognizant, you want to be ringing up and saying, I've spotted that you're hiring SDRs at the moment. We find that when people start in SDR roles, they often get disheartened because there's not enough data to speak to. But you're probably going to tell me you've got a pot of people ready to go. Blah, you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. There's always a way, but it's a really great thing of holding up a sign that says this. Next up is new to role.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So CRO, brand new CRO in a business, probably brought in to solve revenue problems. Brand new operations person, probably brought in to solve manual, clunky, boring processes. Brand new tech person. You can see how you can quickly think, well, if they've been hired recently, they've been hired to solve a problem. Everything goes back to problem. But I think people are leaving job boards and new hires exclusively for recruitment, where actually you would have a lot of success as a seller in this space. I've spoke a lot, Jack. Give me what you want.
Some really good stuff there. I also think there's probably... so I was talking... You have many conversations where people go, yeah, we're great when we get in front of people, but we don't know how to like call them because no one's like picking up the office phone anymore. Some people don't know that data providers exist, right? And we're very lucky. When you started the business, you didn't know that a data provider existed. So like, I think it's worth just saying some other bits because some people might not know this, and this knowledge might just blow their mind. There are pieces of tech out there called, oh, I don't know what they're called, the real name, but I'm thinking Lead Feeder, Lead Forensics, all of these things. There are probably some like cheaper alternatives as well, where you can put something on your website, and you could probably even get ChatGPT to do something like this these days, and it will tell you who's viewing your website and from where. Some people don't know that exists. So then all of a sudden, you can look for people that are looking for you that for some reason didn't get in touch. That can completely change your outbound game. So that's one thing. That's one thing I definitely do. Two is like people that viewed your profile. So if you are posting content, people that are viewing your profile, getting in touch with them and saying like, why are you viewing my profile? I think you have to have LinkedIn Premium. Some people don't have that, but they might be sitting on a bit of a goldmine there. And I think another thing that when you were talking, I was thinking about is like so many salespeople just play their own game of, oh, I'm just going to do what the job is. They don't think outside the box. Whereas like, who do you compliment? So who do you compliment? So what problem do you solve your business? And this one is probably like really good for business owners. What other businesses do you compliment where if you can't help them, somebody else might be able to and vice versa? So for us, partnerships. So that could be its own job role. You could bring in a partnerships manager to manage that whole thing. But definitely in our early days, we were, I think, accidentally and proactively, but like having conversations with other lead gen agencies that might specialize in a totally different niche, Cognizant, SoPros, Full Enrich, all of those people, and a bit of lead passing back and forward. There's a recruitment agency in the Middle East that I know, and whenever they speak to them, they can't find the salespeople because it's too niche. We get suggested as the backup option. So it might, nice. If it's your company, great. If it's not your company, it might require a conversation with, like your management. But speak to the SDRs. So think, who do we complement? What problems do we solve? Reach out to a few of the other SDRs. Say, I have a few people that I speak to. I could probably give you a bit of intent. You should ring this guy because he's actually looking for recruitment rather than done for your service or whatever. So there's loads and loads of ways of thinking outside the box. But I think that doesn't happen enough where people think, where are the quick wins? Everybody's always cold, cold, cold. But obviously, you'd rather sell to hot leads. It makes so much more sense.
Exactly. I'll give you a few more to think about if you watch that. I'm really trying to think of the low-cost ones.
Mm.
I actually spoke to a guy yesterday. He solves a customer service problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay. So when you went on Google reviews, keyword customer service, and look for people who've voted down a business because of poor customer service, what happened there? He's like, never done that. So that is, again, a signal of if so, I'm speaking to businesses who are constantly annoyed that they're getting bad reviews for customer service, and they're looking at ways of fixing that for good. Now, you know, it's like a Big Brother moment. You know that that's a problem that they have. It's different than leaning on going like open, like, oh, I've seen that you're crap at customer service. We can help you with that. It's almost letting them come to the conclusion themselves. So that's potentially a low-cost version. The one that sometimes blows people's mind, and it doesn't work for everything, but you'll probably be able to imagine the services here. On LinkedIn, you can search for people. We all know that. So I can put Jack Frimson in the search box, and there you come. And one of your old profiles comes there as well with all the inspirational quotes. But I could also put in looking for recommendations for marketing agency, looking for recommendations for software, looking for recommendations for training. And it'll give me all the posts that have happened in the last few weeks where people have posted that. And obviously you've got to be quick off the draw because I'm probably getting lots and lots of messages. But that is another one. And the last one that I'll give the people at home is you're probably fortunate enough if you're a salesperson to have some customers in the business. Who are the customers that really love you already and the ones that you really love as a business? Mm-hmm. And when you ring them up and you say, why do you love us? And I'm doing a bit of an audit, and they tell you, just add in at the end of that conversation, who else do you think we should be working with? Who's mm-hmm. a business that you know that you could introduce me to? Who's your best friend in that business? Referrals are a fucking game changer. The business I was talking about before, when I used to work in events, every time I booked someone, because I got them to buy a stand at the event, I'd say, there's a spot either side of you. Who would you want next to you?
Mm.
And they'd name someone. And I'd say, who should I speak to there? And then they'd give me someone to speak to, and away we'd go. But there's a lot of different ways to not have to do a million dials a day and still get lots of meetings with people that are in the right place at the right time.
I've just thought of one, and it's fucking mad, and I don't know if it would work, but I want to give it to you. And I've never done this, but I think it would be, what to say, I love you. Thanks. Tell me if this is good or not, right? If you are like a sales trainer, yeah? Mm-hmm. Let's say you're a sales trainer and you do like one-on-one coaching. Let's not say like you're Sandler, but like you thrive by doing like one-on-one coaching. Okay. What are the books that people would buy? Yeah. What are the books that people would buy if they were trying to improve those skills? Google reviews. So if it's sales as therapy, go to Google reviews, read all of those people, find those people. Probably doesn't take a genius to work it out. If they're in sales or they're in that career, reach out to those people.
Wow.
You sat on a fucking gold mine. Is that really, shit? Really
good. No, is it good? That's good. I don't know if you get through to many decision makers, but it is good.
No, but I'm thinking more like, you know, like the B2C coaching world. So like people say like, I coach individuals.
Yeah.
Or how do I reach out to those individuals or put them all in like a, probably like a bit of a ChatGPT or VA job. And then like, you've got that list and then you start prospecting. They are the people you're looking for. People, where can I find the people that have the symptoms of the problem I solve? People that are already interested in self-development, in the market, investing.
Buying stuff, getting,
exactly. God, we should run a podcast. Really
we should.
Good.
Now, It's your turn to give the task.
It's my turn to give the task. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to, in fact, I'm going to tell you what the prize is straight up, and then this will, you might turn it off. It's going to be $2,000 cash.
My God.
On the desk. And if you live in the northwest of England, I'll drive to your office to give it you in a brown envelope and the cash. and basically, all you've got to do is go to Amazon, sales as therapy, 5-star review, give us a 5-star review, write some lovely words, find someone else that's given it a review, send them a message and say that you want to work with them. I've been Jack David Frimpston.
I've been Zach Thompson.
Take care, guys, and respect yourself.
Aloft.